and the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Rhythm Ayers, and Bing's guest, Al Jolson. Well, it was many years ago when Mr. Jolson first sang the words, "Climb upon my knee, sonny boy." And now we bring you the little boy who tried to climb up there, Bing Crosby.
Ken, I'm surprised that you can recall my first association with Jolson.
Huh?
I didn't think you were that old.
Oh, Bing, it's later than you think.
Oh, you're so right. I was just a kid then with long, wavy hair.
Wavy hair?
Little did I know that it was waving goodbye forever.
You know, Jolie's really an amazing fellow, Bing.
Fantastic.
He really
role.
Is. Brilliant. I never saw a guy who worked so hard or did so much. Well, he's got more vitality than most men 40 years younger than he.
And most men are. Mm-hmm. Now, Ken, before Jolie bounces in here, if I got a lick of sense, I'll try and get a number in myself. I have a little thing here that's some sound advice from the Indian Territory. And if the Rhythm Ayers will come squat in my teepee, while John Strutter and his braves beat the war drums, we will all pass the peace pipe.
If your temper's getting a top hand, all you got to do is just stop and pass that peace pipe. Bury that hatchet like the Choctaws, Chickasaws, Chattahoochee, Chippewas,
Jews. Choctaws, Chickasaws, Chattahoochee, Chippewas.
If you're feeling mad as a wet hen, mad as you can possibly get, then pass that peace pipe. Bury that tomahawk like those Chichimecs, Cherokees, Chapultepecs, too.
Like those Chichimecs, Cherokees, Chapultepecs. Don't be cranky.
Try to use a little restraint.
Pull that hanky.
And wipe off all of that war paint. And if you find yourself in a fury, be your own judge and your own jury. Pass that peace pipe. Bury that hatchet like the Choctaws, Chickasaws, Chattahoochee, Chippewas.
Choctaws, Chickasaws, Chattahoochee, Chippewas.
It's best to pass that peace pipe and bury that hatchet. Like the Choctaws, Changoos, Chattanooga, Chickaroos.
Even in colonial days, you
knew the ceremonial ways to pass that peace pipe and bury that tomahawk. Like the Chickutamese, Chepachets, and Chickapees, too. Pull your ears in, try to use a little control. Plan all clears and you'll be top man on the totem pole.
But if you wanna be an all right guy,
not the long-faced blues and the night guy, write that apology and dispatch it.
When you quarrel, it's grand to batch it. Pass that peace pipe and bury that hatchet.
Like the Choctaws, Chickasaws, Chattahoochee, Chippewas, and those Chichimecs, Cherokees, Chapultepecs, and those Chicoutimis, Chepachets, and Chickapees, Chochos, Changoos, Chattanooga, Chickaroos. Do!
Pass that peace pipe, bury the hatchet. Do!
Thompson and Williams brothers statement, didn't
sure
it? Fred
did.
And Air.
It was mighty good, Chief Crosby and
got
the Rhythm Ayers.
Finish.
You know, that was so realistically done, but
whatever happened to the pot of water meat? We didn't get them
did
in.
Did you get them in there?
Great
listen.
Tribe. They're great among people,
us,
yes.
You know, that was so realistically done, I could almost see the smoke curling up out of your peace pipes, Bing.
That gives me an idea, Ken. Instead of talking about Philco tonight, why don't you send up your message in smoke signals?
Smoke signals?
Sure. I think Philco commercial would be breathtakingly beautiful, outlined against a cobalt blue, cold December sky.
Well, I think that's a great idea, Bing. I can almost see it now up there in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
This Christmas, there's a Philco for everybody.
But how am I going to reach our whole audience with just that little smoke?
Oh, we're going to build a big fire. We can set a match to all of Hope's old pictures.
Oh.
Do a great public service.
Great. Well, if I do send up smoke signals, how'll the people know I'm doing it?
Oh, I'll take care of that, Ken. Ladies and gentlemen, kindly step out into your yards and face this way for an important message in smoke.
Well, Fang, we don't want to inconvenience our listeners.
You could be right, Carp. There are a lot of people listening to us who aren't dressed. You know, people in bathtubs, models in art classes, hold-up victims, folks getting examined in doctor's offices, and, oh, well, you'd be surprised.
I see what you mean. Maybe we'd better just do it straight tonight.
All right, Carp. You either talk me into it or out of it or something. I don't know which, but you go ahead.
Well, anyway, Bing, you can't miss if you give a Philco radio this Christmas. And with Christmas just 3 weeks off, why not get ahead of the shopping rush and drop in at your Philco dealer this week? Simplifies your gift problem, too. You got a slew of good gift ideas when you check your Christmas list against the wide variety of new Philco radios this year. Plenty of smart new table models, and they're great for giving Junior or Grandma a radio for their own room. Or for anybody that can use an extra radio around the house. Teenagers go for the famous 1201 radio phonograph or the new table model automatics. And you can say that again for Philco's new portable automatic record player. They're all new, new all the way through. And they're Philco's, famous for quality the world over.
My father once courted a young lady named Kate, whom I now call Mother. After all this time, Irving Berlin has finally come up with the words and music that would have helped Dad out considerably had they been available then. Anyhow, I hope Mr. and Mrs. H.L. Crosby Sr. of North Hollywood will enjoy the following. How much longer must I wait, Kate, till you let me know my fate, Kate? The sun's down, the moon's out, there's no one in sight. My questions need answers, tonight is the night. 9 o'clock, we had a day, Kate. I've been here since 8:30, Kate. I came a little bit early, I couldn't wait. Have I come too early, too late? I came a little bit early, I couldn't wait. Have I come too early, too late? Seems to me that the entertainment business is very fortunate in that for every great personality of the past, there springs up a modern counterpart. Years ago, we had Buffalo Bill. Now we have Gene Autry. We had the glamour and the talent of Lillian Russell. Now we enjoy the glamorous, talented Betty Grable. In place of the mighty showman P.T. Barnum, we have the mighty might Billy Rose. Kid writes a clever column, too. On and on we could go. There was Nora Bayes. Now there's Dinah Shore. There was McIntyre and Heath. Now Amos and Andy. There was Marion Harris. Now Peggy Lee. Burt Williams. Now Rochester. There was Al Jolson. And now there's...
Al Jolson, folks, and you ain't heard nothing yet.
Al, here we are again.
Oh, it's great being with you, Bing boy. Say, that was quite an introduction, but you left something out.
What was that?
Yourself. Whoever took your place?
Burl Ives. Doing a mighty good job, too.
Say, Bing.
Huh?
I'm sorry you couldn't come over to my house for Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, I was desolate about that, Joey.
Really?
Really? Mm-hmm. We had a very simple meal at our house, you know, food conservation. Didn't even have a turkey.
But what'd you serve?
Well, we wanted something with wings, so we had a model airplane with chestnut stuffing.
Well, I'll bet with those kids of yours, there was a big fight over who got the propeller.
No trouble, Al. It was a four-engine job.
Well, Bingy.
Huh?
What part did you get?
What else? The rudder. I understand you cut down a little at your place, too, Al.
Sure did.
What did you serve?
Badminton birds and a chorus of mammies.
There's a switch, Al, getting the bird before the song, huh?
Now, Bing, wait
a minute.
Sorry. Bing, just a moment. We're not supposed to get sarcastic with each other, you know.
No, let's be benevolent. Yes. I just threw that in. I didn't mean it at all, Jolie.
I know you didn't mean it, Bing.
Of course not, Al. Well, I'd give you the shirt off my back.
I'd rather you wouldn't. Now, there's one thing I want to straighten out right now, Bing.
What's that?
Do you love me?
I love you, Al. I love you like a brother.
I hope it ain't Brother Everett.
No, it ain't Brother Andy.
Well, thank you, Kingfish. What?
Reminds me, Al, I often wondered where you got that rich southern accent. Till the other day I read in the magazine that you were born in St. Petersburg.
That's right.
Florida sure is a wonderful state, isn't it?
It sure is, but I wasn't born in St. Petersburg, Florida. Huh. I was born in St. Petersburg, Russia.
Russia? Does Winchell know about this? Maybe we get back to what's written down here, huh?
As long as you're talking about me, what's the difference?
Incidentally, Al, I hear it bruited about that you're going to do a sequel to the Jolson story, too.
Oh, that's right, Bing, yeah.
Well, that's fairly inevitable, I guess. But what are they going to call it? Son of Jolson?
No, that sounds too much like Lassie.
What are you going to call it?
We're going to call it Jolson Sings Again. And it'll begin where the Jolson story left off.
Got to be another big smash.
Thanks,
now, tell me, you're going to play yourself this time?
Well, they tested me for the part, Bing, but I look too young.
Amazing.
Yeah.
They must have used a very old camera. Photograph you through the white of an age.
Please, now, Bing, look.
Sorry.
I really did look too young.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting Barry Fitzgerald to play the part.
What? I can just see Barry Fitzgerald as Asa Yolson. Ay, 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 ay.
Bing, listen. In a green yarmulke, he'll be perfect.
With a shamrock on the back, huh?
Yes, listen. Anyhow, Bing, as soon as they finish this picture, they're going to do another picture about me called He Just Keeps Rolling Along.
Who's going to play that, the Mississippi River?
No, the Suwannee River.
Got to be the Suwannee.
Yeah, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, they got the Mississippi under contract.
Oh,
you know that.
They got everything big.
Yeah, they ain't got Sophie Tucker.
They'll get her. They'll get her.
Well, anyway, Bing, after I finish, he just keeps rolling along.
What are you going
to
do?
I'm going to make another one called The Road to Jolson.
The Road to Jolson?
Yeah, with Dorothy L'Amour.
Why didn't Hope and I think of that?
Well, look, you didn't notice. You and Hope are going to be in it. The picture opens with me singing.
Oh, we sing, too.
Not in my picture. No. The locale is my house at Palm Springs.
Yeah.
You and Bob are hitchhikers, and you come to see me.
Got it?
Oh, yeah. When you walk in the door, I sing.
You said that.
Oh, just another song. Anyway, you and Bob walk in, and I sing.
What do you sing? Climb Upon My Knee?
No, no, no. Not to you boys. I got L'Amour sitting there.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. If I'm in the picture, I got to get L'Amour.
You can, Bing. She plays the part of your mother. Well, or your daughter, rather.
My daughter?
Yeah. Well, no, I tell you why I said it. Everybody's got me so old, I got to get somebody else old. I tell you. Well, she plays the part of your daughter.
Well, if L'Amour plays my daughter, what does Hope play?
Your father.
Great casting. Great. Now, what do you play, Al?
A sophomore at UCLA.
All we got to have is a big script promise about this thing before we go any further. Really. Incidentally, Al, I don't see why you're taking on all this work. You ought to slow down. Take it easy. Why don't you relax sometime like I do?
You're too relaxed, Bing.
Huh?
I peeped in here one night, and you were broadcasting from a hammock strung between two microphones.
That reminds me, where's my hammock tonight? Hmm?
You're wearing it.
Let's get back to you. You ought to get away from it all. No kidding. Do what I do. Go up to Canada. Shoot a buck.
I'd rather go to Rancho Vegas and shoot two bucks.
A piece of the joint, huh? There you go. You take on all this work. You're running here and there all the time. Pictures, records, radio. You know, Al, you can't take it with you.
Then I ain't going to leave.
Good for you. Yeah. Ought to be about time for a song, huh?
Bing,
With you, it's always time for a song.
You know, I think we should do the first song we ever did together.
What's that?
Rosie.
All right.
I don't mean George Rosenberg.
Listen, you want to stand up and sing it, or should we both crawl in a hammock?
No, I think I can handle it vertically. John Scott, would you sneak in behind Mr. Jolson with some very stylish music?
You are my posy. You are my heart's bouquet. I'm out here in the moonlight. There's something sweet, love, I wanna say. You're a honey boy, I'm waiting. Ruby lips to greet. Don't be so aggravating, my blushing rosy, my posy sweet. There's a little bunch of sweetness that I long to call my bride, and believe me, I'm not happy unless my baby's by my side. Her baptismal name is Rosie, but she puts the rose to shame. And most any night, you'll hear me call her name.
Professor, I'm going to sing about my baby.
Rosie, you are my posy.
You are my posy.
You are my heart's bouquet.
My heart's bouquet.
Come out.
Here
in the
moonlight.
There's something sweet, love.
Sweet love.
I want to say.
Sing it. I'm singing about my baby.
Your honey boy, I'm waiting. Those ruby lips to greet.
Those lips to greet.
Don't be so aggravating. My blushing rosy.
Bing, here's another gal I can't leave out. Sunbonnet Sue by the immortal Gus Edwards.
Oh, she's a great little gal. I knew her when she was just a filly. Ran 3/8 of a mile in 32 and 4.
Sunbonnet Sue, Sunbonnet Sue,
sunshine and roses ran second to you.
You look so nice, I kiss you twice
under your sunbonnet blue.
It was only a kind of a kid kiss.
Ah, but it tasted lots nicer than pie.
And the next thing I knew, I was dead stuck on you.
When I was a kid,
say, Bing, you know something?
What's this?
I think we're going to be accused of playing favorites, mentioning girls' names.
You think so?
How about a tune that takes care of all the gals?
Well, I'm all for it, and I got the tune.
Well, you start it, son.
Right.
A pretty girl is like a melody
that haunts you night and day.
Just like the strain of a haunting refrain,
she'll start upon a marathon and run around your brain.
You can't escape.
is in your memory.
By morning, night, and noon,
she will lead you and then come back again. A pretty girl is just like a pretty
tune. Ah, that was fine, Al. I always enjoy singing with you.
I like it too, Bing.
I get such a kick out of it that I hum along with you every week. You know, the minute Kraft Music Hall comes on the air, I switch on my Philco and I join in with you on whatever you're singing.
Now, ain't that touching? But I'm glad you mentioned my Kraft show, Bing. I want to talk to you about that.
What?
Well, ever since I started it, they keep reminding me about you.
That's all?
Yeah, one day I told a producer I'd like to change something in the script, and he said, Bing would never do that.
Oh, when I was there, we didn't have any script. We just read the small print on the Velveeta boxes.
Oh, they're still doing that. Yeah, look, Bing, and another time, I told a musical director to pick up the tempo. And he said Bing would never do that. I can't understand it, Bingy. I try to cooperate with him. I even get down to rehearsal 2 hours early.
Bing would never do that.
You never do rehearse, do you?
What do you think we're doing now? Well, listen, Al.
What?
Anytime you get unhappy with Kraft Music...
No.
Okay,
don't say that, Espinage. I ain't unhappy, Bing. I ain't unhappy. I love it. And be careful what you say. Mr. Kraft may be listening.
Oh! Jail in person. How about Al? Why'd you wait so long before dropping in here on Philco Radio Time? Here it is December already. Christmas will soon be here. People all over the country are starting to wonder what Philco Radio they're going to give for presents.
Yeah. And they're wondering what kind of cheese to serve at the party. You know that? Say, that reminds me.
Huh?
Ken Copner's here, ain't he?
Right here, Al.
Well, get busy, son. Let's have some cheese talk.
Yes, sir.
Here, now wait. Just a minute.
Just a minute, nothing. That man's my announcer.
Well, he's my announcer, too.
Go ahead, Ken. I'm the boss man.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah. Whoop. You forgot what night this is, Al. This is Philco.
Oh, that's right. I'm on your show.
Of course.
Well, I got a little mixed up, you know. I don't know which show I'm on. I'm on so many.
I can understand that, Al. All radio shows sound alike. The only way people can tell them apart is by listening to the commercials. Let's hope they listen to this one. Take it away, Philco man.
Well, every Christmas, there's somebody special on your list. If you're married, it's your family. And it's a solid old Christmas tradition to give a present that can be enjoyed by everybody at your house. Now, this year, the gift with a lift is one of those fine new Philco console radio phonographs. The new Philco console not only says Merry Christmas with music, it makes life merrier all year round. Like Philco's magnificent new 1270. Here's a radio phonograph that offers something new even to connoisseurs. It's equipped with Philco's electronic scratch eliminator. Brand new device from the Philco laboratories that puts the whammy on the biggest nuisance in recorded music. From now on, no hiss, no squeak, no scratch. Just a background of blissful silence. So you can hear all the music in any phonograph record, old or new. Take a listen to the Philco 1270 in time for Christmas giving, along with many other fine Philco models to match the money you want to spend. And give the gift with a lift. The newest thing in radio phonographs from Philco, the leader.
Brother Jolson will sashay up here alongside of me. We'd like to do that new number from MGM's flashy new flicker, Good News.
And the name of the song is The Best Thing in Life for Free. That's philosophy, son.
I heard you. The moon belongs to everyone. The best things in life are free.
The stars belong to everyone.
Yes, indeed they do.
They gleam there for you and me.
the flowers in spring, the robins that sing,
the sunbeams that shine, they're yours, they're mine.
And love can come to everyone. The best things in life are free.
The flowers in spring,
the robins that sing,
the sunbeams that shine, they're yours,
they're mine.
Really, Al, this has been a most pleasant half hour.
Yeah?
You don't know what it means to me to have had you on my show.
Well, I know exactly what it means, Bing. And please have it at my house the first thing in the morning.
You mean you want a check, Al? You mean you'd accept money from me?
You got some, haven't you?
Well, I don't know. I haven't had my hand in my pocket all day.
Well, son, for your information, I have, and you are loaded.
What?
Well, here's your receipt, son.
Let's see what it says here. Received from Bing Crosby, $4. Just a minute, Al. I thought you only wanted $3.
When I got a dick for it, brother, it's full.
Never let it be said that a buck came between you and I. Thanks a lot for joining us tonight.
Don't mention it. And by the way, Biggie, who's going to be your guest next week?
An old pal, Walter O'Keefe, the Double or Nothing Man.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will turn on my Philco.
Keep close.
And I will be listening to you with both ears.
Cozy up to the console.
Good night, son. Yes, and all that.
During the past few weeks, folks, radio listeners have heard a great deal about American schools and the grave crisis now facing our entire educational system. I'd like just a moment to say something about that, too. Throughout most of the country today, our schools are understaffed. The classrooms are overcrowded. The school buildings and their equipment are inadequate, and they're quickly deteriorating. You and I can help a great deal to improve educational conditions in our communities. We've all got to talk it up. We've got to join and work with civic groups and school boards actively seeking to improve educational facilities. We've got to show school teachers, who have been leaving their positions in an alarming number, that we realize that they are the ones who mold our nation's future. And we appreciate the vital importance of their services to us, to our children, and our nation. Thank you and good night.
This program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Rhythm Ayers, and Bing's guest, Walter O'Keefe. And remember, this Christmas, give a Philco, famous for quality the world over.